Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're very welcome back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way from 1 o'clock. We're here in Tokyo for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year CEO Retreat. I wanted to talk to some of this year's finalists who are here with us in Japan as part of the trip. Many of this year's finalists happen to be in the beauty and health space. Delighted to be joined now by Anya Kennedy of The Smood Company, Katrina Ryan and Nicola Ralph from the Institute of Dermatologists. And also joining us is Laura Dowling of FabU. All of these finalists are in this year's emerging category. Laura, we might start with you. Tell us, if you would, about your fabulous business, FabU.
My business is a company that has developed functional mushrooms, botanicals, vitamins and minerals, put them into blends, and we supply into 1,500 pharmacies and health food stores across Ireland. And we also have an online business, and we've recently launched into the UK in the pharmacy sector there.
Wow, and you're a pharmacist yourself?
I am. I'm a pharmacist with 20 years experience in community pharmacy, and it's really working in the pharmacy day to day that made me see that there was a need in the market for products like this, as well as education around women's health. So I learned it all on the shop floor.
Okay. Now our next guest is Anya Kennedy. She's the founder and CEO of The Smood Company. Anya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me today.
Lovely to see you here, and especially lovely to be with you here in Tokyo. Tell us a little bit about your business and how it came about.
So I started my business, The Smood Company, 3 years ago. I launched the brand with my first product called The Smood Stick. So it's designed to tame any stray or unruly hairs that you might have, and it'll keep them in place all day long without leaving your hair with any residue like gel or hairspray would. So it's an alternative to style your hair that's easy to brush out.
Now, for somebody like me who's follically challenged, I know you also have a male product, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, we actually have the Dapper Stick, which I made for my granddad Billy, who's involved a lot in our social media. So we do a lot online. We're predominantly an e-commerce brand. We have over 150 million organic TikTok views, and we've customers in 70 countries around the world, but we're also stocked in retailers across the country, including Brown Thomas, in the airport, in Peter Mark salons. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I met yourself and Billy in Peter Marks a number of months ago, and it really is a wonderful business. Now, our third group of finalists are very welcome to the programme. Indeed, Katrina Ryan and Nicola Ralph from the Institute of Dermatologists. Tell us a little bit about, we'll start with you, Katrina, what you do and how it all works. There's three strands to your business, as we understand it.
Yeah, there is at this stage. So initially we set up the Institute of Dermatologists, which is a centre of excellence in medical and cosmetic dermatology, and bringing experts, there's now 14 consultants with us, under the one roof, so that patients will get the very best when it came to dermatological care. We have a staff of 22 others as well, so nurses, therapists and admin staff. And then more recently, we've expanded very quickly, and we're hoping to expand throughout Ireland. But more recently, we have also moved into skin cancer surgery. So we've got an institute setting up in that too. And then I suppose the exciting thing very soon is that we're launching a skin, hair and longevity supplement. So it contains 33 ingredients and targets cellular aging. So we've been working on that for about 5 years, and we're in production right now, and it will be predominantly an e-commerce business as well, but we'll be launching in September. So very excited.
I know you're a great team. You're both medically qualified dermatologists. Nicola, you specialize in a specific area of skin medicine.
I have an interest in photobiology and essentially photo aging, but I do a lot of skin cancer actually.
Okay.
So probably 50% of my day would be seeing patients, doing full skin checks, looking for changes in moles and identifying the ones that have to be removed. But in fairness to all of us there, we're kind of general dermatologists. We all would manage acne, eczema, psoriasis.
Okay.
And then each of us would have an area of interest that we, yeah.
What's I suppose interesting is to take this specialist discipline, to almost take it out of and to be specifically focused on an area of skin cancer. And so it's a very focused treatment and delivery and service that's Am I right in saying it's relatively new in terms of the specifics of it?
I think what's different in our centre, and I think it's the way private healthcare will move in Ireland, is that the private model of healthcare in Ireland often is solo practitioners working in isolation. And what we've done instead is brought a group of experts together.
Yeah.
And you'll always elevate patient care that way. But it's not just elevating patient care. It's actually better for the consultant as well, working collaboratively. And each, I think each person becomes better being surrounded and working on difficult cases together as well.
The common denominator here is kind of health and beauty. So I get the health bit. Where do you girls see yourselves, I suppose, in the beauty spectrum?
Well, I suppose we're dealing with 360 of skincare, which there's the medical, which we do, it's the vast majority of what we do. We do cosmetic dermatology, so of all the injectables, Botox fillers, that sort of thing. But we do all of laser treatment, everything that can improve skin health, and then we do a lot of skincare as well. So a big part of our business is the retail element, skincare products too. So it should be everything for disease skin and healthy skin, and really optimizing your skin
sure.
health in every way, and preventative health.
Let's bring Anya back in. Anya, in terms of, you mentioned earlier there some of your social media stats. I know you're a small business, you're a relatively small but growing team. How important is social media and the different modems of social media for you to communicate to your customers?
Yeah, it's literally been the bread and butter of our business, and it's what's enabled us to scale so quickly. When I started the brand, I started it with €10,000 and I put all the money into formulating the product and getting the product manufactured. I had to use social media in order to grow brand awareness and to get sales. I'm honestly like an unofficial TikTok brand ambassador now at this stage, because it has completely transformed my business. Not only did it drive all the sales it has for us online, it's also got us noticed by some of the top influencers around the world, and also some of the top beauty buyers around the world. So they, when we came pitching to them, they'd already seen the business, they've seen the growth of the business. So yeah, it's been absolutely instrumental to us.
Now, another one of your marketing innovations was the use of your grandfather,
yeah.
Billy. He's a willing participant in all this.
He absolutely loves it. He actually gives out to me if we haven't done enough TikToks. He's like, we need to get more. We're going to start losing followers if we don't get some more
content. He's watching the numbers.
Yeah. He's watching them. And he's actually like my social media manager. If he notices that I haven't commented, if someone's done a TikTok review about Smidstick and I haven't commented on it, he'll send it to me in case I've missed it. So yeah. No, he's
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Really lucky to have him.
Laura, in terms of the route to market for you, how long did it take you to develop what you have now?
So it was about 10 to 12 years in the making.
Was
it? Of developing them and formulating them and getting them right. And I was working full time in the pharmacy at the time. I was a mother to three young boys as well, so I was trying to juggle it all. But we got there in the end. And do you know what, it was actually great that it took that long, because it meant that when I came to market, I had an amazing product. And I started with two, and I now have nine, and we have a couple of other exciting things in the mix now coming in September. So
that's interesting as well. So if you're selling to pharmacies, to have more than one product or to have a suite of products, is that important? Because you may as well be there for nine products as one.
Yeah, in for a penny, in for a pound. And
yeah.
Do you know what I did at the start? I said to my team, I want to create a supplement brand that is like a cosmetic brand, so people have choice, because people can get bored with what they're doing every day, what they're using every day. And if they have a choice of products to choose from and things that address specific needs, specific health and wellness needs in their life, then they can come to FabU and they have everything in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back to Nikki and Katrina in terms of, I suppose, the week. You're here, and again, it's great to see people maybe in related businesses, but are you really enjoying the interaction with the other finalists?
Oh, Bobby. Yeah, it's been phenomenal. So I suppose we were told this was going to be, a great week, that the win is actually getting into this alumni. But it's been far, far better than I even anticipated. Obviously, we're getting amazing lectures and mentorship that way. But it's actually more the group of incredibly inspiring, diverse people around. some of them hugely, wildly successful, and also humble and helpful. Like every breakfast, every lunch, I have people giving me advice and insights, yeah, and actually connecting me to things that, you know, will actually feel our business would have grown by the time we've even left here. You know, even on supply chain, that sort of thing. So it's been an incredible experience in every way.
Anya, did you get any chance to look at the local beauty scene out here? Is there any products or anything that, you know, that Japanese ladies wear that you might, did you get any ideas just from looking around?
You know, I actually haven't got a chance to go to the shops yet because our agenda and our schedule has been so jam-packed. But to reiterate what Katrina said, like, I have learned so much. We're only 3 days in and I've already learned so much from just listening and having chats with the other incredible business leaders that we're surrounded with. Hopefully before we leave, I'm going to get to go to the shops because I know the Japanese are absolutely killing it when it comes to beauty. They're doing an amazing job. I hope to get to the shops soon to get some stuff.
Okay, and last word to you, Laura.
I'm dying to get into a pharmacy over here, so I'm going to make it happen. I need to get into a pharmacy and see what it's like. Whatever country I'm in, I have to go and see a pharmacy and see the way they do it over here in the country that they're in. What I'm in.
I passed one this morning and it looked very different to what I'd seen at home.
I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say you can get all kinds of things in the pharmacies over here, yeah.
Okay, well look, you're all great ambassadors for what you do. I hope you're enjoying the week. It's great to talk to you collectively. And thanks for sharing your experience with us on Down to Business. And we wish you all very well in the competition.
Thanks so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.